Good morning, everybody. Jim, you can hear me? All right. First off, before we get this meeting started, I want to apologize for not being able to attend this meeting in person. Do my best remotely. Commissioner Gilman, are you ready to go, sir?
I am ready to go. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to remind folks that are actually at the courthouse today, if you can silence your mobile devices, we are going to get this meeting started. Today is September 5th, 2023. It is 10:01 a.m. There is a quorum present, and we'll now call this meeting to order. If you can all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, on to item number three is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today?
There's one coming up.
All right. For the record, please be sure to state your name.
Donnie Gilman from Lance Gilman Commercial Real Estate and Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I just want to take the time this morning to let you know that we've been working on a deal in Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for a large land purchase. Been working on this for almost 2 years, and last Friday it finally closed. It would not have if the county leadership and staff wouldn't have worked as hard and as diligently as they did on this deal. And I just wanted to come up personally and say thank you so much. I am so proud to be a part of this community and to work with the staff and leadership of this county. So thank you so much, and a lot more to come.
Thank you for your comments, Donnie. Is there any other public comment today, whether on Zoom? If you're calling in, please use star six to unmute yourself. You can use the raise your hand feature that's available on Zoom. Anybody else?
I don't see anyone, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. We'll move right along to item number four, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for September 5th, 2023. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, I'm good, thank you.
All right, County Manager Osborne, are there any modifications to today's agenda?
No, we're good, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Sure. I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number five is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the June 6, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments today?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, sir, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the minutes for the June 6th meeting? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our June 6th, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number six is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda and the items within it? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
All right.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item number 7. This is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And as we do, we're going to kick it off with the Sheriff's Office.
Morning, Commissioners. Sheriff Cullen for the record. One thing. I have a tendency to come up here and give you guys a quick report on some of the stuff at the Sheriff's Office, and we've been moving very fast for the last 8 months. There's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm going to step back a little bit today. Today's a little bit somber note. I just wanted to make everybody aware if they want, which I'm sure everyone is aware. On August 25th, Anthony Franconi was killed in the line of duty. Anthony was a Pyramid Lake tribal officer and a former Story County Sheriff's deputy. He was attempting to stop a fleeing suspect, keep that suspect from entering the Nixon area. Anthony was sworn into the Story County Sheriff's Office by Sheriff Jim Miller on July 3rd, 2006, and worked here through 2019, more than a decade. He served the citizens of Story County, and he remained close with me here after leaving the county. He was known for taking the lead in traffic enforcement, crash investigations, and training other officers. Anthony was recognized for his bravery and his dedication to service on more than one occasion. Anthony had a great sense of humor and could make anyone laugh regardless of the situation. He loved his family, and he was so very proud of being a law enforcement officer. It was truly in his blood. I talked to Anthony many times when he was up there at the tribe and after being elected here. And we spoke a lot about Story County, and he missed the people here, and he loved working for this county. We're going to miss him. There's going to be a celebration of life for Anthony on Saturday, September 9th at 6 p.m. at the Reno Aces Stadium, and it's open to the public.
Where will that be again,
Mike? Reno Aces Stadium up in Reno. Anthony was a Cardinals fan, and they're asking that if you show up and you want to wear red, that'd be great, or Cardinals gear. He loved baseball. But that's all I have for today. I just wanted to make everybody aware, and we're going to miss him. And Anthony was a friend of mine, so thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the Fire Protection District, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just two quick updates. One, right now we have an engine that was extended out that's remaining down in California. It's the only resource we have out right now. The rest of the fire season is looking a lot better. This precip is helping a bunch. The ground moisture's up, fuel moisture's up. So hopefully we're going to skate through the rest of the season unscathed. So I better knock on wood there. And the last thing I've got is the volunteers will start back up their annual spaghetti feed September 9th, starting at 5 p.m. out at Station 72. That's at 2610 Cartwright Road. So this was disrupted due to the COVID pandemic, and they're just trying to get back on their feet. So I welcome anyone to attend. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Any questions from my fellow commissioners?
No questions.
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Moving right along to our Public Works Director, Jason Wersbicki.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. As far as Public Works items go, I have a Highway Board agenda item later on, but I wanted to give a quick update from Mike Northam, the Projects and Operations Coordinator. Last week, they had a pre-con meeting with MV Energy over the Station 72 work, and looks like that's moving ahead pretty good at this point in time with getting MV Energy available in there. And then the old Lockwood substation has been removed, and the utilities have been relocated. And we're expecting the new building to arrive on or around September 19th to get ready for install. That's all I have at this time.
Wonderful news, Jason. Thank you very much. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Jason regarding both reports?
No questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Jason. Moving right along to our Business Development Director, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather, for the record. First of all, I want to send out a reminder to everybody that the community project grant deadline is Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m. If anybody has any questions on possible projects, crazy ideas, anything like that, they can call Honey Coughlin at 775-564-3183 or either one of us in our office at 775-847-0986. And, you know, again, I just encourage any of our citizens throughout the county, if they have questions or ideas, to please give us a call. On Wednesday, August 23rd, we gave a tour to Congressman Amadei's staff. He had a new staff member. And so I gave a tour to three ladies from the West Coast or the East Coast, a tour of Story County. And I think they were pretty impressed with our history and what we do and what we have to offer. So I always enjoy giving people tours who've never been to Nevada. It's always interesting and fun. I'm always looking to better my skills and enhance my abilities and do a better job for Story County. So I just completed a 100-hour business coach course through Western Nevada College Extended Studies, and I'm looking forward to using my newfound skills to help the businesses as they come in to Story County or the existing businesses. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you for that, Laura. Congratulations on completing that course. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Laura regarding both her reports?
Well, I'm just grateful she's in that chair and what a great job she's doing.
Thank you.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Nope, thank you.
All right, thank you again, Laura. All right, moving right along to emergency management. Adam Wilson.
Good morning, Adam Wilson, for the record. I just have one quick update. September is National Preparedness Month. This is an annual campaign across the country that encourages people in the nation to prepare for natural, man-made, and technological disasters at home, business, and neighborhoods. So we're going to be doing a lot of social media pushes through the month. So just keep an eye out for those. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, any questions for Adam?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Commissioner Mitchell, anything for Adam?
No, thank you.
All right. Moving right along to the Virginia City Tourism Commission, Director Todd Tuttle.
Todd Tuttle, Director of Tourism, for the record. Just to back up to a few events that's gone on, the motorcycle roundup held August 25th and 26th went very smoothly without incident. Great thank you to our sheriff's department and fire department for helping out, for keeping things calm and making it all a very, very smooth event. We had a tremendous turnout and a very positive response from not only the local merchants, but those that were in attendance with it. They felt it was very well behaved. On the night of August 26th, performing at Piper's Opera House, we had a small concert by Dirty Fellow. It was to a nearly sold out crowd. Our popularity of having events over at Piper's Opera House and attendance is growing over there. And we're very happy to see that going on. We're trying to increase some of the activities that are over there and encourage most of the people in the county to come out and enjoy some of the performances that are there. The Labor Day activities, of course, went very well. Labor Day parade, we had 20 entries in the parade itself, just about the right time. We had perfect weather for it. And an enjoyable time, once again, had by all. We did feature Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony as part of the parade. So it was nice to have a few bigwigs from the state government participating. Of course, coming up, camel races, our premier event for September 8th through the 10th. Friday, we still have local tickets that are available. You can pick up a $10 local ticket at the visitor center. And anybody that would like to walk in and be able to pick one up, they are available. We are beginning to run out, so if you're interested, please come down at your earliest convenience. On Saturday, the 10 a.m. show is all the VIP seating and the shaded seating is sold out. We have the general admission still available for a few seats here and there. Also, the 2 p.m. show, same thing. Most of the VIP seating is sold out. We have media coming from all over the area to cover the camel races. We have a number of special people coming from the Midwest to do some documentaries. We've got a large media involvement for this particular camel races. So just be prepared for a lot of cameras and a lot of events that go on around the media aspect. On Sunday, the 12 o'clock show also is selling out fairly quickly. So I encourage you, if you'd like to get to the camel races, to make you get sure that you pick up tickets as early as possible. You can do that through our website and it'll lead you right to what's available. We will have the camel hump back in play on Saturday. We anticipate bringing up at least one of the camels, if not two, and perhaps an Austrian or zebra as we come down C Street, introduce them to the public that are up here, and maybe make a visit to a few of the merchants that are in town. So it should be a lot of fun to be able to have the camels up close and happening. There will be a shuttle running from the fairgrounds to C Street at all times. It'll be a small amateur bus coming back and forth. We've also engaged our local shuttle to start transporting from the parking lots all throughout town to get them to the fairgrounds and to C Street. You might have seen the white shuttle beginning to move around this last weekend and the weekend before as we kind of settle in on how that route should be and the timing associated with it. We're excited to see that happening now, particularly with the rain on the weekend. A lot of people were certainly appreciative of it. Coming up on September 15th over at Piper's Opera House, comedian Kevin Farley will be performing. So if you like a little comedy act, that's pretty exciting. He's a sold out crowd and popular throughout the nation. So we're excited to have him there. And coming up for October, which we have renamed officially Haunttober, we have added a number of special events to go in to make that truly a very family oriented function. Where we've got some magic on the Comstock. People will be on the Comstock just doing some magic tricks. A lot of the businesses will be decorating accordingly. And of course, the many other events that we've already got going on with the trains, et cetera. So we're looking forward to a great October and a few other events for the rest of the year. That's my quick report. Any questions?
Thank you for that report, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Todd?
Other than comprehensive report and a lot of things going on in Virginia City, aren't there?
There are.
Thank you for that.
Commissioner Gilman, any questions or, Commissioner Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, thank you, Todd.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Todd. Moving right along to our next report, the Comptroller's Office, Comptroller McCain.
Okay, this time, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Nothing, Mr. Chair, if you didn't hear that.
Thank you. I did. How about the assessor's office? Assessor Seddon with us today?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here today. I really don't have much to report, but I do just want to say that I am very, very proud of working with the Story County team that we have today. As you guys know, I was presented with my 20-year plaque at the last commissioner's meeting 20 years ago. There was a different mentality. The teams that we had, I'm not saying Story County wasn't great 20 years ago. However, it was just a different mentality. The mentality that Story County has today and the way that we work together is far beyond anything that I think any other county in the state of Nevada has. I mentor several other counties and trying to get even the recorder's office, the treasurer's office, and the assessor's office to work together and come together on the same page is, it's awful. It's like trying to pull, you know, teeth, and it's just, it's hard. And the team that we have put together today works together so well, and it is so refreshing to know that you can go to another department, we can tell them what we need to have done, and we come together, we get it done, we figure it out. And I am just very, very proud to work with this team that we have here today. And that is it.
Thank you, Jenna. Very much appreciated. Moving right along to the planning department, Kathy Canfield.
Good morning. I don't have anything today. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Let's move on to the recorder's office. Recorder McPherson.
Thank you.
Thank you. How about our IT department? IT Director James Dean.
James Dean, Story County IT Director. Two things. Wanted to thank Austin Osborne and Laura Mather for helping me coordinate with the Abbey agency so we can make some improvements and process changes on the website. So look forward to getting some of that stuff cleaned up and a little bit easier to use. And secondly, per Commissioner Mitchell's request, I am exploring password management solutions for a countywide key vault, essentially, to help manage our extensive and growing password list for not just IT, but all departments. And this will be down to a user level, help improve our security, our visibility. When staff comes and goes, we don't lose access to potentially critical systems and just single source management. So that's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, anything for James?
No questions. Thank you, James.
All right. Commissioner Mitchell, anything for James?
No, thank you, James.
All right. Appreciate that report, James. How about our official human resources director, Brandy Lopez? Congratulations to you, Brandy, on securing that position.
Thank you, Jay. Brandy Lopez for the record. During the last commission meeting, I had stated, given you guys the total number of employees that we had, 207 employees for Story County, kind of wanted to give you a little bit more of a breakdown so you guys understood what that meant. We currently have 165 full-time employees, of which, and 42 are part-time employees. We have 120 that are full-time with Story County, 45 that are full-time with the fire department. Seven of those 45 people are grant funded for the fire department. 42 part-time employees, 24 are regular part-time that we have with the county. 10 are seasonal and 7 are a part of the planning board. We currently have 31 budgeted vacancies in the county and we're actively recruiting for 25. You have any questions for me?
Thank you, Brandy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Brandy?
Oh, just welcome aboard, Brandy.
Thank you.
We're really pleased you're in that chair.
Thank you.
You bet.
Commissioner Gilman, anything for Brandy?
I just did that with Commissioner.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Mitchell. I'm going to do that all day, I guess.
That's good. That's quite all right. Randy, how many did you say are grant funded in the fire district?
Seven.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again for that report, Brandy. Mm-hmm. Moving right along to our community development director, Pete Renaud.
Morton, commissioners. Pete Renaud for the record. Real short, I've added two new inspectors. Hopefully Brandy's counted those in her numbers. Dave Nair has extensive construction experience, so he's out in the commercial park. And then Daniel Horton, I'm concentrating with him on our nuisance program. Get him on board. Don't want to overwhelm him too fast. So that's all I've got to add.
Thank you for that report, Pete. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Pete?
No questions. Thank you so much.
Commissioner Mitchell?
No, we're good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Pete. Moving right along to the Senior Center, Director Stacey York.
Good morning, Stacey York, for the record. Just wanted to update everybody with flu shot clinics that are going to be around the county. Our first one will be September 29th here at the Virginia City Senior Center from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The next one will be October 17th down in Mark Twain from 4 to 6 p.m. We are working out the other locations right now, just haven't finalized dates. We are also holding a community resource fair. That'll be October 4th from noon to 6 p.m. We have some of the county agencies as well as the state local businesses. There will be a flu shot and COVID vaccine clinic there from noon to 4. And we do want to put it out there, if anybody is looking to get COVID tested, please don't call the local senior centers. We don't have tests anymore. So go to your pharmacies or go to your doctor. And then an update on school lunches. Eric Schoen with Community Chest shared with me some numbers that of their food pantry. So last year in September, between elementary and middle school, 90 students utilized the food pantry for 1 month. This year, zero kids have. So it appears that our lunch program is providing that nutrition for those children. We do not provide meals in the high school. Last September, they had 28 students utilizing. This year, they're already up to 49. So I think it's more to the fact that we are providing this lunch for them. They are no longer using the food pantry for food insecurities. And that is it.
Thank you very much for that report, Stacy. It's all wonderful news. Commissioner Gelman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacy at this time?
Thank you, Stacy.
Commissioner Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Stacy. I can't see if she's in person, but do we have the judge with us today, Judge Harrington?
We do.
Do you have an? Oh, there you are.
Good morning, Judge Eileen Harrington, for the record. And I'm just here this morning to extend a sincere thank you to the district attorney's office, namely Ms. Langer and her crew, the county manager, Austin Osborne, and the commissioners for allowing us to get into that corrective action plan with the indigent services for the state and to enter into the agreements with Carson City to allow us to provide competent, adequate indigent services to our indigent defendants here in Story County. It was an all-consuming event, what did it last, 2-3 months for me, requiring thinking out of the box several times, administrative orders, a lot of hours on the phone, and I know a lot of meetings for the commissioners in Austin, and I just wanted to say thank you all. It's important to me that we provide good indigent services to our people in Story County. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very, very much. It's very much appreciated.
Wonderful, Judge. Thank you very much for that update. Commissioner Gelman, do you have any questions or comments for the judge?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
Thank you.
And thank you. I think Jay, or Commissioner Carmona, you went to some of the meetings in Carson City. Am I correct in that?
I did. Those were very educational.
Yes, yes. And thank you very much for being so involved. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving right along to the district attorney's office. I see that we have both the DA and deputy DA with us. Any updates?
Nothing today from BJ, thanks. Commissioner Carmona and Langer.
Thank you. Thank you, DA Langer. Much appreciated.
I have one
right along. Yes, please.
Now, following up from the last meeting, my office today will be filing a complaint for the revocation of the Bonanza Casino's business license against Virginia City Gaming and Vincent Malfitano. I want to update you on that.
All right. Thank you for that.
Actually, Commissioner Carmona, I do have a few things to say because I wanted to piggyback on what Judge Harrington was saying, is that the amount of work that went into the change of the Carson City Public Defender's Office was, we did it. And it actually, from my office, it was more of a 5-month a 5-month journey that had a lot to do with Austin Osborne and with Commissioner Carmona being on board with a lot of meetings to be able to even be to file a corrective plan. Took a lot of energy from a lot of people, and I just want to thank everyone, because I can honestly say in my career, I've never, and I've had 28 years in the First Judicial District Court in a district attorney's office from, well, my anniversary was September 1st, and the amount of work that went into this quickly to get this done could not have been done if all the parties had not worked together as a team. So I also want to thank everyone for all the hard work.
Thank you for that addition, DA Langer. Very much appreciated. Appreciate your hard work as well. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the DA or for the Deputy DA?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Mitchell, any questions or comments?
I have no questions. I appreciate the work to get this situation rectified. Thank you.
Indeed. Moving right along to the County Manager's Office. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner's Chairman, Austin Osborne, for the record. I just want to let the public know we are looking for members of our new Board of Appeals that deals with appeals of building permits and those sorts of things. We need somebody who is a representative from the engineering architect or general contractor group. We need a second member if that's somebody who has experience with fire prevention. And the third one is a member of the county at large. So if you have any interest, just submit a letter to the HR department. You don't need to submit a complete application. And this would make up a member of three people on the Board of Appeals. We do have a posting on our HR website with the county. You can look at the details. Next, I just want to thank the public and everybody for attending a large series of town halls that occurred across the county this summer for the master plan, for Lockwood flooding, for Lockwood bikeway, for the capital improvements in various communities. So thank you. And Kathy Canfield, working with the planning folks, and Jason and Pete and everybody will work together on taking those comments and putting them into some meaningful format and putting things into those communities soon. The next, just want to let this board know that, as you're aware, we're working on our strategic plan. And tomorrow we have a almost all day, all department head meeting to get ourselves together and bring the goals and mission and vision that this board had put together into our local goals and to put that into a place for it to be brought back to this board for further consideration. I do want to thank everybody who's very busy for attending a virtually all day meeting. Everybody knows that I like meetings as much as spending time on the surface of the sun, but it does need to happen in this case. So thank you very much. And then lastly, a second board, we need a representative to serve on the Story County Cemetery Board to be a county representative on the Comstock Cemetery Foundation. That posting is also on our HR website, and a letter would be sufficient. Anybody who has interest in preservation or operating of a modern cemetery with historic background is really is what needed, and somebody who's just passionate about that type of work and actually cares. So please submit letters and we'll go from there. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, County Manager. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
No questions. Thank you, Austin.
All right. Commissioner Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Austin. Moving right along to the Clerk Treasurer's Office. Clerk Treasurer Hindle, anything today?
Nothing today, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. If there is anybody that I have missed, I know that we do have some nonprofits that like to give updates, or any staff that would like to give an update, now is the opportunity.
For the record, Eric Schoen with Community Chest. There are just a couple of things that I wanted to highlight for you guys. One is that we are in our fall programming season, which means all of our programs are available. Our youth programs are full, but we still have space if people are interested for before and after school. We are working on increasing our early childhood education capacity. Those are full as well. But if people need help or assistance, please call. Our counseling and case management programs, our workforce training programs, our health clinic, our in-home family support services, domestic violence advocacy, and also our library, which is available not only for books, but also if you have a location that you need for a meeting. It's a nice space to have a meeting. It's very warm and very cozy. If you'd like to do that, just make plans with our librarian, Sandy, and she'll get you on the books. The second thing I want to talk about is what Stacy brought up with the numbers for the food program, the hot lunch program at the school. One of the biggest strategies for making sure that our children aren't hungry is to have hot lunch available at the school. And these numbers, I think, are pretty dramatic. The fact that we had 90 instances of use, 90 students last September who needed food between the elementary and middle school, and that was down to zero because, and now I can't prove this, but I think it's pretty clear because of the implementation of the hot lunch program at both of those schools. And then also to see the demand for the food pantry at the high school double in just 2 weeks versus 4 weeks compared to last year. That's incredible. So I want to give kudos to Stacy's team. They could have easily said no. We're a senior center. We don't do kids. But they did. Their mission is food. Their mission is supporting all of the Story County residents, as well as the Story County School District staff themselves. They were open to ideas for how we could do this creatively. And over the course of about a year and a half, they put together a plan that's working beautifully. So just wanted to give kudos where kudos were due, and also to highlight how something that seems really simple, the idea of providing a hot lunch, can have really dramatic impacts. So that's all I had, Jay.
Thank you very much, Eric. Always appreciate your updates and what you do for the community. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Eric?
No, thank you, Eric.
Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there anybody else that needs to come up and do an update? I don't see anybody walking up. So are we clear?
I think we're good.
All right. Thank you again to all the staff and folks for your updates. We're going to move on to item number 8 on today's agenda, which is board comment. I will start over to my virtual left with Commissioner Gilman.
Please. And good morning, everybody. I'm doing a celebration this morning that I want to share with you. And one of the things that happens when you spend quite a lot of time in life and live a while is you have a lot of stories. And so if not careful, I could probably take way too much time with stories. But this morning, I'm celebrating something that I really, from the heart, want to share with everybody in this room and everybody here in Story County. And the celebration, unusually enough, that I want to share with you is a major transaction that took place in our county last week. And unfortunately, I can't really tell you about the transaction. And that's really frustrating for me. So if I may, if they say what time it is, you say, well, how do you build the watch? And I'd like to build a little bit of a watch this morning for you, if I may. So I had the honor of coming into this little county back in about 1998. And in 98, I met a group of folks here. Some have passed, some are still with us. Visionary, hungry for something to happen, been waiting for the 1800s for something to happen here in our county. Poor, on the taxation watch list to be split up between Washoe County and Lyon. You probably didn't know that. Church mice poor. Barely able to afford equipment for our fire department. Barely able to afford equipment for our sheriff's department. Most of our equipment that we were buying in those days had 200,000 or 300,000 miles on them. And one of the cars that supported us with the sheriff's department didn't even have a reverse. You know that? So we started kind of as tough as it could get, but with a really visionary group of folks. And the appetite was to create something here in our county that would bring back the heyday of the Comstock Lode, the prosperity and the forward thinking. And so an idea was born out here in our little county for a huge industrial park. It wasn't huge in those days. Calcan, I think, was one of the first companies that came in. And so my statements are not prepared, but my memory is such that away we went, and first thing you know is we celebrated Walmart. And we had some other companies out there, but we celebrated Walmart. And then we got to celebrate a few more companies that came along pretty quick. There were about another 50 or 80 companies out there that we got to celebrate. And at some point during the 90s, we started being approached by some of our neighboring counties that perhaps we weren't sophisticated enough to handle the business that was coming to Story County. And perhaps we should pass that baton and let them do our business, our planning, our economic development and diversification, our county recorder, all the folks that were sitting at the desks quietly taking up the challenge that was slowly evolving in Story County. And we told them, you know, we really don't need your help. We're real happy here in Virginia City and in Story County, and we're confident in where we're going. So I could say so many things during those days, but to compliment the staff, the unsung heroes that haven't been named here, perhaps at this desk, the people that worked weekends and you could call 24 hours a day and they would come in to help, the staff and the leadership of Story County. And as the years went by, we celebrated some incredible things that really maybe we don't say enough about. I celebrated when Switch came, largest data storage company in the world. I celebrated when blockchains came. I wish they'd have worked out better, but certainly looked good at the time. I celebrated when Google came. I celebrated when Tesla came. And so I would share with you, just think about, these were some of the most difficult, challenging companies to do business with in the globe. They had big legal departments. They had big planning departments. They had big appetites. They wanted a whole lot from the state, and they wanted a tremendous amount from Story County. And each one of these transactions I celebrated. And I celebrated with the folks here. And we all kind of take for granted the people that are pushing out the paper and looking at all the check the boxes and doing all the inspections and the fire inspections, and the police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We kind of forget what happens there. So what I want to share with you today is that last week, and my son was here this morning for those of you that maybe were in the room. Last week, a transaction went together that is three times bigger for our future than anything we've done to date. And I wish I could put some Christmas ornaments on that Christmas tree, because I can't right now because we're under an NDA. And sometimes if you talk too much, you spoil the broth. But something that happened last week that's now coming to our county. And you see, we don't have, when I say we, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has sold through all of the land. It's all gone. There's no more inventory in the original development process. So now it's resales. And that's what happened last week, is a resale. Very complicated, two-year transaction. But all the elements that really were challenging took place over the last couple of months, because right-of-ways and easements and mapping and the changes in, I could go on and on and on about what had to take place in Story County to make this thing go together. And one day it's probably going to make the paper or not. Probably nobody will talk about it. But the unsung heroes are the people that made this transaction happen. And they're all around you now. And they're sitting at the desk out here in the courthouse. And they are available to do magic. And we don't need any help coming in anywhere else. You know, I will tell you that over the years, we've been visited by many surrounding jurisdictions. And they'll say, how in the world did you do this? How could all of this happen in Story County, out in the desert, out in the rocks, out in the mountains, in a piece of land that absolutely would not be looked at by any industrial developer in the globe? They'd say, you don't put an industrial park up there. And people laughed at us. And so they've come and they said, how did you do this? And so all of the documentation that went together through all the leadership that this board and for years and years and years, it's available online. You can go read every document. Hugh Gallagher sitting out there in the audience. He was there when all these documents went together. So we can hand them the cookbook. But what they can't have, what they haven't developed, what makes all of this work is you folks that are sitting at all of those desks. You can have a cookbook, you can give it from the chef, you can give it to another chef, and it just doesn't taste the same. The secret of Story County is the heart and the soul, the commitment and the loveliness of all the people that support us here in Story County. And so my mission this morning is, I hope, I have been so proud to be a part of this community, to be a part of this team, and to watch what has happened here. And so watch the paper, and nothing may happen. You may never see what I'm talking about, but we will feel it. It is a transaction that will go down in the history of the state of Nevada and Northern Nevada. And none of you even know what's happening out there right now. But it's happening because of your friends and family and all of you folks that are out there working every day and making these wonderful, magical things happen. So from my heart, I thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of it. And I respect so greatly who you all are. And thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Commissioner Gilman. You know, you talk about a lot of the staff that is involved in keeping Story County operating on a daily basis. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, between you and Donnie have called those folks out today. Because oftentimes, you know, Monday through Friday passes with very little recognition. And it's extremely important that every single one of our staff members, from the comptroller's office down to public works, realizes how important they are to the success of Story County. What's happened at the industrial park has allowed us to, you know, actually pay for things that Story County desperately needs. And it definitely has had its bumps over the years, but I think everybody realizes the value that park has for the county and offers us the opportunity to, you know, repair infrastructure that has been aging for these decades. So again, thank you very much for those lovely sentiments. Hope we can find out what you're talking about and it shows up in the paper. We'll have to wait and see. So again, thank you, Commissioner Gilman, very much. Commissioner Mitchell, do you have anything for us today, sir?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to thank Commissioner Gilman for that retrospective. I think there's some value in looking back and looking at the path that we've been on and recognizing and acknowledging the people, not only today, but those whose shoulders we stand on. There's really some value in that, and thank you for doing that. The only other thought I had today was, I think it's apropos that this is September is preparedness month, as Adam reminded us. It's easy to forget the challenges that we had in the wintertime when it's summertime, but the winter's coming again. And we've made some good moves, I think, at the organizational level as far as getting some equipment to help us deal with that. But I would just submit that it's not too early to be thinking about how are we going to deal with if, as the Farmer's Almanac and whoever is saying, we have another winter that's similar to the last one, how can we each personally be better prepared for that? And so that we're in a better position, not affected as much as we might have been last year. So just a reminder that it's always a good time to be thinking about how we can be prepared. That's it.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Mitchell. You are absolutely correct. I hate to admit it. We've had all of 2 months of summertime, but it does definitely feel like fall weather is upon us. I don't have anything as fantastic as Commissioner Gilman or as Commissioner Mitchell has given us some good information. I did just want to talk about the VCH potluck that we had last weekend or so. It was a wonderful turnout. We had county manager there with us. We had Commissioner Mitchell there with us. We had the sheriff out there for a little bit. We had about 70 folks at Pinyon Park appreciating the county park, appreciating their neighbors, and getting to, you know, just experience the Highlands in some nice weather. It was great camaraderie. And I just want to thank everybody that brought food. We did get to drop off about, I don't know, 3 or 4 dozen cookies at the fire station. I hope they paced themselves, but I just wanted to thank everybody that came out and brought food. With that, our board comments are done. Before we move on to item number 9, I'm going to ask that we take a quick 5 to 10 minute recess. We will see you all back here in just a few.